This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As we creep toward Halloween, a plant that sends shivers down the spine of most folks is buckthorn. This bane of the botanical-minded has been a challenge to those who care for our parks and home gardeners alike. Beating back buckthorn is a full-time job for some of these folks. Buckthorn shrubs were originally brought here from Europe in the mid-1800s and planted as hedges. In Europe, they were not invasive, but soon after being planted here, they were found to be extremely invasive. The birds ate the seeds and deposited them in native areas where the buckthorn have all but taken out many of our native species. Buckthorn leaves and roots emit a substance that's poisonous to other plants, much like black walnut. Their seeds are also not very nutritious to our songbirds, as they're eliminated nearly as quickly as they're eaten. Buckthorn shrubs hold their green leaves later into fall and are easily identifiable. That's why now is a good time to take them out. They do look similar to a black cherry tree. I have a link to the Wisconsin DNR on identification and more. So how do we get rid of buckthorn? First, target your buckthorn plants that have produced fruit, which ripens through September, generally speaking. Remove these fruit-bearing trees first, and that will reduce the amount of seeds added to your soil each year. Buckthorn seeds in the soil can continue to germinate for many years. Yeah, it's a multi-year commitment. The root system of two-year-old and older plants must be completely removed or it will re-sprout. The seedlings to one-year-old are much easier to pull out. Or you could just get a goat, or two, or three. I'll have much more information on GardenBite.com. Not only are these shrubs highly invasive, but they harbor crown rust fungus and soybean aphids. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.